The more I try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. William came to this colony to manage the electric company. Not until he heard I was in St. Clair that he put the new mud lights up there. So
the more they try to blow me by, the better I live in Trinidad. The more they try to blow me by, the better I live in Trinidad.
So you see my name figures everywhere. I mean in England, New York, no talk about here. I broadcast my song so the world was heard, and I brought visitors to the hummingbird.
And the more they try to show me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to show me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
How's that for an infusion of rhythm? Boy, I'll tell you, if I ever get a cell phone, and that day is probably far distant because I stay home most of the time, but if I ever had that necessity, I think I'd want that for a ringtone, except nobody would have their call answered for about 2.5 minutes while that played. I love it. The Caresser, The More They Try to Do Me Bad. You can listen to that endlessly. I mean, I could do a whole show of that, but just tune in and out as well, at will there. 1937, before that, Antolal's Cubans, Pero Vigo Mi Voy, 1936. And that Antolal's, that Cuban music, I'll tell you, they should issue birth control devices with all those CDs. Oh, my God. They just have a, they make you feel pretty good. And starting with Carlos Molina's Tangos Orchestra. And by the way, I'm thinking of tangoing when I get home. La Comparsita, 1931. And now, back to the States, as they say, on radio. I'm Andy Sr., running a bit long, but I don't care. If you're up for it, I am. I'm going to stay here till I'm done. My three-hour playlist is going to be about 3.5 hours. But care not I at this. And now, on radio, we have Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, a recording of one of their big tunes from the mid-30s. But this was done for the World Transcription Company. Without the reverb, without the phony stereo, this was on a Circle CD, and I managed to find it. And it's rather nice. And it's rhythmic. A little bit of rhythm in here. By heck.
Thank you.
can't get romantic, it's driving me frantic, cause all she'll do is wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da with the bear. Oh, I never get a kiss, I never get a thrill when the lights are low. You can't make love when the third stuff goes killy-willy-willy-willy. Oh, my girl's a rather fair. Home in the evening, she seems to be tireless, she turns on the wireless and listens to the wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da of the bear.
Yes, and despite the title of that, that was quite a piece. Rhythm in My Nursery Rhymes. Well, those nursery rhymes I never had. If I had, I might have gotten along my way sooner toward some realization of what life was all about. And that was Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, I think from about 1935. Again, this is one of those lovely CDs that has no possible indication of when anything was recorded. And I appreciate that. Before that, Harry Roy and his orchestra, My Girl's a Rhythm Fan, 1936. studying with Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. I think Tommy was there on the date to fulfill the obligation, because I'm assuming by then he actually walked off the bandstand at the Glen Island Casino and said, "That's it, brother." And they rejoined years later, but the last vintage joint effort of the Dorsey Brothers, by heck, for world transcription in 1935. And now we go to Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. And this is from 1931, Blanche Calloway on the vocal. There's rhythm everywhere. If you watch The Fish, I guess there's rhythm in the river, too. Just look at him. Thank you. Rockin' in Rhythm, the Jungle Band, a.k.a. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, sometimes and his famous orchestra. Well, they were famous, and they were rightly famous. That was from 1931. And before that, Earl Hines and his orchestra, Hines Rhythm, I think from 37, but this was another one of those CDs without portfolio. Starting with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Blanche Calloway singing a rather morbid song. I guess not all rhythm is is good in some ways. I mean, I consider it generally good. I mean, it's a nice, it does kind of propel you to do what you need to do in life, and I like it. I like rhythm. How can you live without it? And my tribute to rhythm continues with three recordings of the third song I'm going to showcase, and this is another one by the boys, the Gershwins. Going to start with the Ethel Waters version of I Got Rhythm, and that is from 1930. Here's Ethel.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Days can be sunny with never a sigh, don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song, why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, and I've got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I've got daisies, but they're in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, shucks, I don't mind him, you'll never find him round my door. I got starlight, and do I have sweet dreams? I got my man, who could ask for anything more? In fact, who wants anything more? Wa-da-da-da-da-da, wa-da-da-da-da-da, wa-da-da, wa-da-da, wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, ga-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
got music. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Thank you.
Bud Freeman and his trio. Yep. I Got Rhythm. They're all I Got Rhythm. Before that, Fred Rich and his orchestra with the one of two recordings he made that week, but this one had Eddie Lang on it and Joe Venuti, which really picked up the rhythm a bit. I Got Rhythm. Smith Ballou doing the rather gender-bending vocal on that. Beginning with Ethel Waters with all the lyrics, and I Got Rhythm, and that was from 1930. Now, I got Old Man Trouble. If you ever read the novels of Terry Pratchett, he actually mentions Old Man Trouble is actually a character, which I find incredible, it's strange but true. And continuing now on the strange but true episode of Radiola, which we're going to lap over the sides a bit. We're going to continue now with Ted Wallace and his orchestra, Buffalo Rhythm, from 1927. Here's Ted Wallace, a.k.a. Ed Kirkaby, and you know what he does. He does everything. He made more records than most people, except for Ben Sullivan and Sam Lannon, but he was up there. He was pretty close. And here he is.
By a four-four rhythm band.
One, two, three, four, four, four rhythm.
of the unexpected, disconnected time. Let me drink in, sleep and think in futuristic rhyme. Now must you blow that butter and diddy and butter and diddy all night through? When you know that butter and diddy and butter and diddy makes me goofy. Futuristic rhythm, dance until I drop. Never tired, I'm a fire, don't you ever stop.
Futuristic rhythm. Well, not quite as futuristic as a television phone, which I think Popular Mechanics was touting it then, just as it touts a lot of things these days. And I still want my helicopter, by the way. I'm still waiting for that. They said we'd all have them. Well, that was Futuristic Rhythm by Ben Pollack, and plenty futuristic for this program, 1928. Before that, Paul Tremaine and his Aristocrats. That was 4/4 Rhythm, 1929, beginning with Buffalo Rhythm, Todd Wallace and his orchestra, which is actually Ed Kirkaby's group of the day, which was essentially the California Ramblers. Now, Buffalo, I've never known Buffaloes to be particularly rhythmic, although, and I don't really see the, I don't see them on the dance floor, but then again, last week you didn't see me on the dance floor either, so I'm not going to cast any stones here. And that was, I guess, 1927. Continuing now as we slop way over the edge on Radiola, and matter of fact, we slop into the next day, if truth be told, Billie Holiday and her orchestra. A dissenting note. He Ain't Got Rhythm, 1937.
But he ain't got rhythm, so no one's with him, the loneliest man in town. children playing with them, and the buddies flat there with them. Oh, the breezes flowed in rhythm, and the river flowed in rhythm. Every flower was in rhythm all day through. Every dance and every melody. Acts are gonna do the rest of me. Everybody's fucking rhythm, everybody's dark rhythm, and it seems like fucking do without rhythm, man.
Rhythm Man. That was practically his own sobriquet. If truth be told, he was the guy who managed to infuse rhythm into just about everything, including starting with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, and everybody was just agog with rhythm after Louis was there. He was the disciple of rhythm, I'm not going to say the Messiah, because then the religious people will get after me, but he was the guy. He was the man, the Rhythm Man, and that was from 1929. Before that, Billie Holiday expressing her opinion. He ain't got rhythm. Well, I try to maintain some rhythm. I keep it in my freezer in case I ever run out, and that was 1937. And as we do bring our theme to a close, and it has been a fun theme. Again, it basically says, you know, we're here, we're enjoying ourselves. Rhythm is a component. It gives you that buoyancy, that lift in your step. It gives you that reason. I was going to say raison d'etre, but that's Utica French. And it gives me a lot of reason to get out of bed in the morning, because otherwise I'd have to use a winch. And I'm Andy Senior, your winchless host, and this has been Radiola, 3 hours of pretty much what you just heard. And next week, possibly a 2-hour show. And as I close for tonight, I wish to greet my wife, and I'm not going to greet her with anything specific, just to say hi. But I'm going to finish with this: Clarence Williams and his orchestra. And this says it all, Getting My Bonus in Love, from 1934.
pardon my inattention. Won't you excuse my glow? But I don't want no pension. I'm getting my bonus in love. Waiting around the longest I've been thinking of. Sending a wire to Congress. I'm getting my bonus in love. Not that I've got money, I can use all I find. But when I'm with my honey, money don't cross my mind. Nelly her kiss confounds me, same as the stars above. Ah, boy, I'm getting my bonus in love.